Question 118. Do you inquire among yourselves of that I said? John 16:16-19. A little while, and ye shall not see me, and again a little while, and ye shall see me, because I go to the Father. Then said some of his disciples among themselves, What is this that he saith unto us, A little while, and ye shall not see me, and again a little while, and ye shall see me, and because I go to the Father? What is this that he saith, A little while? We cannot tell what he saith. Now Jesus knew that they were desirous to ask him, and said unto them, Do ye inquire among yourselves of that I said, A little while, and ye shall not see me, and again a little while, and ye shall see me? Why do we ask among ourselves when the one who knows is standing in front of us? Shyness, fear of reprisal, or worse yet, fear of being wrong, are all barriers to our understanding. If we could overcome these, we may avail ourselves of sources yet unknown. Perhaps this reluctance to ask the Lord what he meant was from the same male ego that prohibits a man from asking directions when it's clear to everyone that he's lost. Unfortunately, the directions they were afraid to ask for were the most important directions they would ever receive. There was no room for ego here. Jesus was presenting a discourse on his death, burial, resurrection, and ascension, and told his friends that they would one day follow him. They wanted to ask him what he meant by his words, but none dared. Why? We don't know, but it's easy to speculate that they were afraid. Whatever the reason, Jesus was eagerly awaiting the questions that he anticipated would come from his statements. It wouldn't be hard to believe that the question was formed in such an enticing way for the very purpose of creating curiosity. Yet, all feared to ask. In John 16:16, Jesus said, A little while, and ye shall not see me, and again a little while, and ye shall see me, because I go to the Father. He paused. No response from his hearers. In your mind's eye, you may see him lean forward a little and waiting for the inevitable inquiry, but it doesn't come. His disciples were curious, but they didn't ask. He sees curiosity cover their faces, brows wrinkle, ears are tugged, and beards are stroked, but no questions come. They take an alternate route. Then said some of his disciples among themselves, What is this that he saith unto us? A little while, and ye shall not see me, and again a little while, and ye shall see me, because I go to the Father. What is this that he saith, a little while? We cannot tell what he saith. They turned to each other for answers. Many times we may hear some word from God in our spirit, or read some passage from the Bible, and wonder within ourselves, what's meant by that? If we cannot, for reasons unknown, understand the concept, or even the sentence, and we're puzzled and wonder, what is this that he saith? Then we look between and among ourselves for answers. We ask each other, or look to books. We ask those whom we respect, or check sources or commentaries. All the while, Jesus waits, anticipating our asking him. He spoke purposefully, and in such a way to spark our curiosity, engage our wonder, and create an interest. His words accomplished that all right, but why are we looking to others to explain it? Are we fearful of an encounter with the one who originated the thought? Do we fear learning from the very one who's trying to teach us? Our Messiah must puzzle over our behavior. Again, just as he did with his disciples, he must wonder why we don't ask him. The scripture passage continues, Now Jesus knew that they were desirous to ask him, and said unto them, Do ye inquire among yourselves of that I said, A little while, and ye shall not see me, and again a little while, and ye shall see me? Here we see our Savior restating his words, and in doing so, we hear him nearly begging, Don't you want to know what this means? To which, if he had asked out loud, the disciples would have answered, Yes! Had the conversation gone this direction, it would have been easy to imagine Jesus then asking, Well, why didn't you ask me? I want to tell you this. It's very good news. He goes on to tell them that the explanation of his words is not morbid or fearful, but joyous and exciting. He continues, Verily, verily, I say unto you, ye shall weep and lament, but your sorrow shall be turned into joy. And ye now therefore have sorrow, but I'll see you again, and your heart shall rejoice, and your joy no man taketh from you. They dreaded the answer, as any of us would when the outlook is bleak. The words were heavy. They reasoned that the prognosis would likely be depressing. But had they only asked, they would have heard the good news. When Jesus spoke to them in proverbs and obscure sayings, they would frustrate themselves in trying to interpret them. They would struggle with the words of Christ much as we do today when we read the scriptures or hear difficult messages. That is when we should go to him. We should have no fear of making him our teacher and ask him for clarification or explanation. Why do we go to the professors or the other so-called experts? If we but ask, he can make it plain to us. It is his desire to do so. When he explained his comments, the disciples exclaimed, Lo, now speakest thou plainly, and speakest no proverb. We are sure that thou knowest all things. Revelation from the Most High is probably one of the greatest experiences of the Christian's life. It forms a bond, a communicative bond, between God and us. After all, the main difference between our God and the gods of stone is that our God speaks. The scriptures are replete with examples. Jeremiah 33, Thus saith the Lord, the maker thereof, the Lord that formed it, to establish it, the Lord is his name. Call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things, which thou knowest not. John 5, Search the scriptures, for in them ye think ye have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me. And ye will not come to me, that ye might have life. I receive not honor from men. Deuteronomy 29:29, The secret things belong unto the Lord our God, but those things which are revealed belong unto us and to our children forever, that we may do all the words of this law. Mark 4:22, For there's nothing hid that shall not be manifested, neither was there anything kept secret, but that it should come abroad. 1 Corinthians 2:10, But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit, for the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. When you don't understand, when the sayings are obscure, when you're not clear on a point, a doctrine, a concept, you're to go to Christ, not one another. He can make it clear, expand upon it, or dispense with it altogether. He is the teacher. He is the revealer. And he's puzzled by your lack of confidence in him when you go to man and his narrow understanding for answers. When you're perplexed about something that he's trying to teach you, and you forsake him for the wisdom of man, or he finds your noses in books on Greek and Latin, or he discovers that the concept, idea, or mystery that he's been trying to reveal to us, being bandied about in discussion groups, he asked, Do ye inquire among yourselves of that I said?